This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 11th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 214.98, which was a whopping $12.50, 7 cents higher than the previous Friday. But roughly about $2 of the increase was created by changes in the cutout as the USDA updates its formulas. The comprehensive or average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including the formula, export, and outfront sales, was at 206.99, and that was $6.78 higher. And again, a little part of that was due to the changes in the updates in the cutout. But volume and prices have been greatly increased in this post-holiday restocking. The total reported box beef volume was 6,651 loads, which was 1,049 loads higher than last week. The formula trade was 254 loads more. It was at 3,470 loads and represented about 52% of the total loads sold. The outfront sales were at 981 loads, which was 202 loads more than the previous week. One thing I forgot to mention last week is that larger outfront sales made during early and mid-December are now being delivered and have had a big impact on the demand since they increased shipments at a time when slaughter numbers have been subdued. Exports were at 629 loads, which was 110 loads higher than last week. In the spot trade for the primal cuts, most items were dramatically higher except the choice ribs, which were steady. The outside primals, which are chucks and rounds, were $11 to $15 higher as customers turned to more roast-type products after the holidays. The inside primal cuts, which are loins and ribs, were mixed, with all the loin products and the select ribs $8 to $13 higher, but those choice ribs were steady, which helped to narrow that choice select spread. Looking at the cow cutout, it was $1.50 higher, and it's starting to level out after the tremendous gains that we saw in the last 4 weeks. And those 90% trimmings were about $1.50 higher also after gaining over $20 in the past month. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was great trading $1 to $2 higher again at $139 to $140. Dressed prices were $4 higher again for the third week in a row at $221 to $222. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending December 21st was 1 pound higher at 872 pounds, following its normal seasonal drop here slightly lately. And that compares to 873 last year and 849 pounds for the 4 years, 208 through 211. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was steady at 1,274 pounds, and that compared to 1,278 last year. The choice select spread was about $3.40 on Friday, which was about $1.60 lower as select product increased to narrow the spread. Packers have about 203,000 head committed to them in contracts for both January and February, which would be approximately 30,000 head lower than last January and 12,000 head lower than last February. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.